Now, is this the punk Spider-Man or this my...
No, it's going to be...
Is this the punk Spider-Man or my guy? Like, I really like...
You got to watch the trailer later, but look, this is what he looks like right now.
Now, is
that's
it gonna,
the new Spider-Man.
Now, is it a new actor?
It's a new actor, yeah.
Why? See, why do they keep doing that?
Switching it up.
This is
like a kid, a young kid. Like 14-year-old kid. They're going. This is the Spider-Man from the Marvel universe before he used to be owned by Sony.
Okay.
Remember you were talking about that before, but this is the Spider-Man from the Marvel universe.
I was just starting to really like the Amazing Spider-Man. I liked him too, dude.
I like
everything.
You are now opening the doors to another dimension. Through time and space, you've arrived at the Trouble Zone, where your self-defense, self-protection, and education about your situational awareness is put to the test on nationfirst.us. The Trouble Zone, now!
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, D. Parker, a.k.a. The Trouble Guy, an Army veteran who specializes in weapons training, logistics, and the CEO of Trouble Defense, LLC.
And I am D.K. Jordan, Army veteran, IT specialist, and lead firearms instructor with Trouble Defense, LLC.
And you are now entering
the Trouble Zone. On nationfirst.us. Feel free to tweet us your questions because we have your answers at GI_Nation or Trouble Defense.
The Trouble Zone was created to keep you informed with the latest gun talk and to provide you with the safety defensive tips to keep you and your family safe from today's crime. Tune in for a fun-filled, entertaining, educational defensive hour with us.
Our veterans have served their country and risked all to save our freedoms. This station is for them and about them. Nation First aims to tell their stories, give points of view, and shine a spotlight on all of the heroes, both veterans and civilians, that believe in the American way of life.
Last session we was here, we was talking about kids and guns. Now we're going to kind of transform this just a little bit more. We're going to talk about traveling with your firearm, which is a big issue. A lot of people don't know how to travel with a firearm, and it's... You know, where do you secure your firearm when you're traveling? You're on the road, you're going on trips. Do you keep your firearm on your hip? Do you put it in the glove department? Do you put it in the baby stroller? Where are you putting your firearm when you're traveling?
Well, a lot of that's going to make sure you're informed on what you can and what you're supposed to do, depending on where you live. All gun laws are different from area to area, and even different nations have their different gun laws. Now, here in Virginia, you can actually sit there and have the gun on your side. You can have it in your pocket. Don't suggest in your pocket, because if you need to pull it out, you've got to do a little bit of maneuvering to get it out. But you want to make sure it is secure somewhere. Now, to keep it in your pocket or stuff like that, you must have a carry permit. Okay. But you can have it in the gun secured without it. There's all different types of transportation, whether it's just going around, whether it's going interstate transportation or what have you.
You know what? A lot of states, I know Georgia and Texas is a state where people can have their assault rifle in the back of their vehicle, visible, and on the front dashboard. I mean, what do you think about traveling with your AR-15 on the front of your dashboard?
Oh, hold on a second. I had to thinking about that. Actually, you know, that's the old story. They used to have the gun racks in the back of the truck. Some places still have them. Amazingly, there used to be kids would go to schools with sitting there having rifles on a gun rack in their car and have it in the back of their thing. It's all a matter of how guns are perceived and how people are dealing with things like this nowadays. The times have changed.
It have, and we kind of moved on to a nation that they fear guns instead of respect guns. Do you agree? What do you think about that?
Well, I believe that 100%. I mean, and it's funny because you and I have dealt with a lot of people that we've trained.
A lot
of them, when they first come there, they don't know what to expect. They've been all just taught, you know, guns are bad or whatever. But then they learn that as long as they keep it under their control and they take care of it, they can have a great time, have fun, and they don't have to worry anything about getting hurt.
Definitely. And if any any listeners out there that's listening right now and that would want more knowledge about firearm training, you know, of course, tune in to us and check out TroubleDefense.com. Firearm training is very important nowadays. Definitely very important. So having the education, and just don't go on YouTube. I do say, I'm a firm believer, you can learn a lot from YouTube. But you can't learn how to shoot a gun from YouTube. You know?
Well, there's also, I mean, you got to also take a step and understand some of the bad parts that happen. I mean, not everybody is educating themselves. There was a pro-gun person, female in Florida. Uh-huh. She accidentally was shot by her 4-year-old son after leaving a loaded weapon in the car.
Ouch.
The problem is, you know, she wants to protect herself. She, you know, in case anything happens, I guess she's had problems with people trying to rob her, different things like that. But you've got to make sure to have that gun secure because kid sees it and picks it up. Obviously, she made a couple of mistakes. One, she left a loaded gun where a kid could get a hold of it. And two, obviously, she didn't teach her kid anything about guns. Otherwise, he'd have been smart enough not to sit there and point it at her and pull the trigger.
And not only that, she wasn't even educated herself, because if she was educated, a lot of it wouldn't happen. You know, I look at it like that. She was not even educated. She had a firearm, and I understand she had it for protection of herself. But sometimes we're our own biggest enemies. So we have to get knowledge to protect ourselves from ourselves.
Well, I mean, when it comes to a gun, especially a loaded gun, best way to deal with that, you've got to treat it like another child. And what I say by that is you've got to maintain it. You've got to keep it on you. You've got to keep it within your sights. It is something that you can't just let lay around and whatever's going to happen is going to happen. You got to make sure that you have control of that whenever you can.
You do. And you know what? I'm just thinking right now, what could have been done different? You know, how can we help the listeners prevent this from happening to them or even their loved ones?
Well, they have a lot of different holsters. Excuse me. They have a lot of different holsters out there, and there's a bunch of them that you could put into your car and different things like that.
Well, we're going to talk about the different holsters to put in your car, how to protect yourself in your vehicle with your firearm. We're going to go on a quick break before I can reload this firearm again. But don't worry, you are now exiting the Trouble Zone temporarily with your host, D. Parker.
And D. Keith Jordan.
On nationsfirst.us. Follow us on Twitter at @GI_Nation. And follow us and look at the Gun of the Week at Trouble Defense on our Instagram. Later.
We gonna tear this dance floor up until we see tomorrow. This girl is so on fire. She lights up my desires. She's kinda like a lighter. Cause when she dance, she lights up. Even though I don't know her name, I'm in love with her flame. She heats it up and dips it low like she is in the game. And she is off the chain. Let's go and drink it up. We'll party till the morning. Then we'll go home and cut. Come on, light my fire. Let's take it higher. You got that potion, what I desire, cause the girl's like a lighter, she lights my fire, she's got that potion, oh, what I desire, cause she's burning, burning, up, burning, burning, up, burning, burning, up, burning, come with that fire on me, burning, burning, up, burning, burning, she's on fire, burning, up, burning, come with that fire on me, she know what she is doing, she must be used to it, and when she sips on that
welcome back to the Trouble Zone with D. Parker
and D. Keith Jordan
on nationsfirst.us. Follow us on Twitter at @GI_Nation and look at the pick of the I messed that one up. And look at the gun pick of the week on our Instagram at Trouble Defense. Right now we're talking about protecting yourself while you're traveling with your firearm.
Yeah, you don't want to fumble your guns like he just fumbled his words. Don't worry. It can happen.
You don't want to do that.
You just don't want to deal with your gun. Now, when it comes to traveling, there's a lot of different options that you can do to make yourself nice and safe.
What you got?
They have a lot of different types of holsters that can be put into your car, you want to make sure it's in a location that you can get to it easy. Mm-hmm. Others can't get to it, and also it's secure. You've got different ones that have snaps. They have different ways of securing them in there. You also have lock boxes that can go underneath your vehicle, underneath your seat.
Smart idea.
Some of them, they can actually be a drawer that pulls out. They make a lot of different things. I was kind of looking at a lot of stuff that they make for Jeep Wranglers. They have a lot of tough boxes that you can utilize. And obviously, for me, it'd probably be more guns than anything else in those boxes. But your average citizen can put any other types of things in there. You can put other types of valuables and things in there that you don't want to have.
Well, that's a great thing that people have different options to go about getting safes for their vehicle. Just like holsters, just like a duty holster, you have so many different options. You can carry the firearm inside of your waist, outside of the waist. You have your ankle. And it's good to know it's the same type of options when it comes to having a firearm in your vehicle.
And you also got to be careful about your vehicle itself. Uh-huh. A lot of people have these different stickers, emblems, and everything all over their car. And now they're fun. They're funny. They get your point across. They make you, you know, unique. But if you're in an area where there's, you know, not allowed to take guns into a place of business, like, say, a Chuck E. Cheese, and you got a car, you got a vehicle out front, and it's got a sticker on the back of it that says, you know, take my guns with from my cold, dead hands, if you wish. Or, you know, you see that big old NRA sticker or badge on there, you know, life member. You see things like that. Oh, no, they're representing, but they're also representing the fact that they may have a gun unsecure under the driver's seat where somebody can go and get them a nice, easy, quick payday.
You're absolutely
so
right.
You got to make sure, if you're going to put yourself out there like that, that you want to make sure to have your guns locked up, not just put somewhere that the average person would look for it. I mean, if you know, how many people, they get out of their car, they can't take it somewhere, what's the quickest place to put it? You got your glove box right there, and you got under one of your two seats. You think the criminals aren't thinking about that?
You know what? Wow. This is really making me reevaluate a lot of stuff. I normally don't carry a lot of firearms in my vehicle unless we're going to the range to train people, of course.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but I might have one, of course, on my hip. I normally have my firearm on my hip when I'm driving. But you're right. There's times I'm with my kids and I might go inside of a Chuck E. Cheese or, you know, establishment that has this big old red sticker that say, I don't like guns, and I have to put my firearm back in my vehicle. And you're right. My glove department, it doesn't have a lock. You know, I'm just thinking about this now. I just throw in my glove department and go on my merry way. But now, you know, just talking about this, I'm gonna have to secure it a little better. Maybe have some type of lockbox to put it in, you know.
And now also make sure that if you get some sort of lockbox, they have ones at least with some sort of cable on there. That's not to say that it couldn't be cut and taken away, but at least
makes it hard.
You're trying to do your due diligence. Anything put out there is not really to go ahead and prevent it from being stolen. It's trying to put more obstacles and make it more difficult so possibly they won't take it from you.
Wow. You know, I'm not gonna do names on the air, but what I can say is a great friend of mine, he's a police officer, and he's actually guilty for something similar to that. He actually had his firearm, you know, sitting on, you know, the chair, and he's like, now, you're not going to go to a police car, more than likely, and try to take the firearm. I would hope not.
You would be surprised, though, because you also don't realize some of these people, they drive their police car home.
Yeah.
And honestly, people think because there's a police car in that neighborhood, it's safer. You know, in the town I grew up in, you know, one of the worst neighborhoods as far as people having their vehicles busted into, houses broken into, just vandalism everywhere. It was the same neighborhood that right in the dead center, guess what's sitting right there?
Police station.
Exactly, because they don't, they think nobody's going to come that close. Nobody's going to have, who would be crazy enough to go that close to the police department and do something? So why they can patrol right there?
Wow. You know what? That's crazy. That's crazy. You know what? I want to talk about my grandfather. This is a very funny scenario. My grandfather was pumping his gas, and some guy jumped in his car and drove off right in the midst of my grandfather pumping the gas. Now, he wasn't really upset that the guy took the car, but he was pissed off that he just filled up his tank. And I'm just thinking about a scenario.
Well, now he's got a full tank of gas to go as far as he wants to and go all over the place.
But I say this to say, I'm thinking about a scenario that you're just pumping your gas. So you know you're not even going to be gone that far away from your vehicle. And you have a firearm in there. Somebody can easily just jump in and drive right off.
Oh, I mean, you remember the old days when you actually used to have, used to be able to go and pay for it first with cash. Didn't always have to go do it at the, you know, right at the pump. So a lot of people, I had one friend of mine that I knew back in high school. It's funny. He's sitting there. He's got his car all souped up, nice, beautiful thing, pumping loud music, everything else. He thinks he's the man. He gets out, struts over. Next thing you know, while he's sitting here paying, he hears the music get fainter and fainter as the car is driving away.
Wow.
Now you got this skinny little guy start chasing down this car. There's nothing he can do because he left it running. He wanted people to hear his music. He left it running. He left music on so everyone knew it was running and took off. And at that time, if it was early enough, if the movie had come out, I probably would have mocked him with the Run, Forrest, Run on that one.
Yeah, this is just proof that you have to be aware of your surroundings. Not only if you have a firearm, just in general, just be aware of your surroundings. You know what? It's easy for women to actually grasp that concept. You know, a lot of women say, you know, I'm very safe because I know I'm a woman. But at the same time, men, we don't really think about that too much. And a lot of things can happen to us. Not to say someone's going to, you know, beat you up, but just something simple as somebody's taking your car, you know, you caught slipping at any time.
Oh, very true. I mean, I know my mom, she's gotten to the point where whenever she goes into a parking lot, especially if it's later on in the day, when the sun's going down, if she's out that late, she makes sure to take her purse and put it across her body so if somebody wanted to try to take the purse, it's going to make it more all difficult.
Right.
And all different
this
types of little things that you can do.
I feel better.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, there's different things you want. I mean, the main thing that you see people nowadays that keeps them as, you know, not paying attention to what's going on is exactly what you're doing right now. You got your phone. You're sitting there looking down at your phone. Now, right now, you know, you're researching and looking up stuff as we're talking. But if you're walking down the road and you're texting somebody,
right,
whatever, you go across that, you know, you walk across that intersection, you're not paying attention to how fast is that car coming.
You're right.
And trust me, if you're in Jersey by the shore, you cross into that intersection, man, they speed up. So you got, you know, you want to pay attention. You want to see what's going on. And plus, you don't know, maybe somebody started following you because maybe they have that really expensive phone in their hand.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what? We're going to go back on a quick break. I need to get some more ammo. But we will be back at the Trouble Zone. Once again, this is D. Parker.
This is D. Keith Jordan.
And we will be back at nationsfirst.us. Follow us on Twitter at GI_nation. Check us out on Instagram at Trouble Defense. Later.
For over 100 years, the battle cry of the VFW has always been the same. America needs to do more for veterans. From combat to Capitol Hill, the VFW marches on with health care, jobs, benefits, and justice. VFW.org is the first stop you should make on your way home. The VFW. No one does more for veterans.
This is Jason Delgado.
And Anita Wade.
Introducing you to Reality Radio on Generation America.
We aren't controlled, manipulated, or shackled by any government or big corporation.
But hopefully soon we will be.
We support our troops and all of our armed forces around the 165 locations around the world.
Go to nationfirst.us and listen to us live on Wednesdays at 11 a.m.
Subscribe to our podcast at
nationfirst.us. Generation America. Be there.
As our nation's military fights to protect and serve values we hold dear, the American Public Human Services Association is working to encourage equality, integrity, and teamwork to drive innovative and integrated solutions in Washington within the field of health and human services. Whether it's working to produce stronger outcomes and temporary assistance for needy families and more, at APHSA, we believe in healthier lives for children and families. As a voice of state and local health and human service agencies, visit us online at www.aphsa.org.
Hi, this is Blake Alvin, co-founder of Nation First Radio. I want to thank everybody for your support in this venture of ours. We're producing positive content that we hope will improve the world around us, not just scream, "You're red, you're blue," at each other. At this point, we're not asking you for money or donations or anything like that. Just subscribe to the podcasts, listen to the shows when they're live, sign up for the mailing list and text alerts. We're still developing the network and the shows, and your support has been overwhelming. You can find info about the show you're listening to now and all the others at nationfirst.us. That's nationfirst.us. And seriously, thank you so much.
Welcome back to the Trouble Zone with D. Parker
and D. Keith Jordan
on nationfirst.us. Follow us on Twitter at @GI_nation and check us out for the Gun of the Week on our Instagram at Trouble Defense. Now we're going to jump right into the Gun of the Week. What's the Gun of the Week for us?
Well, the Gun of the Week is one of my favorites, and I say that because it's one that I carry in my pocket almost whenever I'm able to carry a firearm.
Nice, he's loaded.
And it is a Beretta Nano. It is a 9mm pocket pistol. The thing unique about this gun, it is designed completely to be a pocket pistol.
Nice.
It is has nothing coming off on either side. It can be a little off-putting to people that are used to the gun, more gun professionals, because they don't see a slide lock.
Okay.
Slide lock, of course, locks the slide to the rear, so you can try to make sure it's empty, make sure you need everything else. But it does lock to the rear when you are actually empty after you've emptied the magazine out.
Nice.
It's designed to easy slide in and out of your pocket.
How many decent rounds weight. Does that hold?
That actually holds a 6+1 if you have the standard magazine, or it's got an extended one that has 8+1.
So they are California compliant, definitely, because California, you can't have more than 10 rounds.
Well, it doesn't have the correct amount of safeties, because, of course, this one only has one passive safety on it, because it does have a double trigger.
Nice. Yeah, we'll definitely talk about that at a later session. Yeah, because different, like what we always say, you know, don't go by one law from one state. Each state has their own laws concerning firearms. Now, we're going to move on to my favorite session. I don't know about yours, but this is my favorite session. And it's called
What the Duck.
What the Duck is basically not necessarily stupid, but the funny things that happen in the world, either with firearms or just something that's crazy in general. So we're going to jump right into What the Duck. What do you have?
All right, now, we've got something that's kind of a little bit funny. Most people won't think anything about, you know, having a problem with their safety with something like this, but woman with gun-shaped shoes stopped by airport security. Now, TSA already has a little bit of an itching to come after you already. Come on, you know that already.
She had that.
But she's got shoes that around the front of the shoe, and even she had bracelets that have on them is like half cut off gun bullets, so it looks like she has that going around, and the heel of the shoe is actually a pistol. It's from a revolver from about the center of the cylinder, which is where all the bullets usually are in, down to the bottom of the barrel. So it's, I mean, you got to realize with TSA and what you can take on the airport and carry on, you cannot have anything that resembles or whatever an actual firearm. Now, if she would have worn different shoes and kept that in her, you know, in her checked baggage, she'd have been fine.
Maybe.
But because she's, I mean, it might have gotten searched. She might have had, you know, things flipped around a little bit. But she would have been okay.
Yeah,
the problem is she tried to take it on the plane with her.
she was asking for attention to me.
Well, yes, but also, I mean, it just shows if you're going to be traveling on an airplane, you want to make sure to see what you can and cannot take.
Definitely.
And also, especially if you have firearms, you know, how to take care, how to transport them.
Nice. Now, we're going to post this picture on our Instagram, so definitely make sure you follow us on our Instagram at Trouble Defense. And matter of fact, we're even going to post this on our Twitter at GI_Nation. We're going to post this for you guys to see, and you can make your own comment about these. They look nice. I mean, I'm a gun guy. I love firearms, so I think it looks pretty nice. But for TSA, nah. I think she could have really gave us more thought.
Yeah, well, at least she didn't. At least they didn't tackle her running away or anything. They just told her that she could either stow them in her checked baggage or she could leave them with them, and she left them with them because she had to catch her plane.
Ooh, just imagine how much money she probably lost. But then again, if she didn't fly, she probably was gonna lose even more money, right?
Oh, very true, very true.
Well, I hope you guys learned something from this session. We're gonna talk a little bit more about having safety in your vehicle. And we want you to really grasp this concept because right now there's a lot going on in the news and the media in general. And if we can be a part of the solution to help this problem, I feel like my job is done, you know? So right now, I mean, what do you think is the best option for someone overall? You know, I know every situation is going to be different.
You got to, for me, the one thing I think most people should know is just for transporting that firearm, if you don't have a carry permit or reciprocity, meaning that your permit is good in whatever state you're driving through, you want to make sure, you know, you're going to be traveling on the interstate. You got to make sure to keep that under the 3 points of security rule. You want to keep that gun locked in the trunk. If you don't have a defined trunk, put in a locked box. You want to have, and of course, you keep that in the trunk because if you get pulled over and you got to get something out of your glove box, they see a box of ammo, they might scratch their head. They see a gun.
He's got
a gun.
Last thing,
yeah. So then, of course, you put the ammo locked up in the front,
yeah,
making sure to keep those magazines empty. Now it takes you 3 different things to do to put that gun together to use it. You got to get that gun out. You got to load up that magazine, and you got to put that magazine into that gun.
You know, I think trip planning is very important if you have a firearm. Trip planning. Yeah, everyone should plan their trips. Now, I know every now and then you want to do something spontaneous. You might want to go to the movies. You might want to do, you know, things like that. But if I know I'm going to Chuck E. Cheese with my child, if I know I need to go to the post office, I might not need to even bring my firearm if I don't have a way to secure it properly in my vehicle.
Well, you also got to make sure if you're going over multiple states, you got to research what's going on in those different states.
That's
true. You could be going on a nice long trip. You remember the old movie, Going to Wally World.
Yeah.
You're going through different states. If you research, you may decide, okay, I really want to kind of avoid this state because it's really not adding that much time, but they're really strict on guns.
Yeah.
This other state might be good to go through, and just go to the different state police sites for all those different locations. I mean, it's just a responsible person, especially a responsible gun owner, making sure you know what you can do. And then, of course, just to make sure in case that you need a little additional information or forget, there's always apps you could put on your phone like CCW and stuff like that,
yeah, but they don't really
that you
have...
can go ahead and find out what's going on in each one.
Yeah, CCW is great, but you know what? Now, this is a million-dollar idea, so whoever come up with this idea, Trouble Defense and the Trouble Zone and GI Nation, we want at least 10% of this idea, so I'm gonna share it with everyone. I'm thinking about a map quest with firearms. So this map quest will tell you all the friendly places with firearms. Now, they have something like that currently, kind of, sort of. However, it'll be more so they don't have all the friendly places where it's a green light for a firearm.
So would New York, Jersey, and D.C. kind of like
just
have like the Halloween type of theme going on above them when it comes to guns. And,
yeah,
you know, you have the Cowboys and Indians and down in Texas and some other areas.
It could be something fun. I really like that idea. That's actually a great idea. You know, Texas could be like the Wild Wild West, and that would be pretty nice for everybody. But you know what? I hope you took something from this. And definitely remember to secure your firearm while you're in your vehicle, while you're in your home, keep your kids safe, keep you safe, and educate your family and your friends about firearms. And once we do that, we can make the nation good. Now, I know I'm not Miss America. I know it was one of those Miss America speeches. But we want everybody to be safe. So we hope that you receive something from this. Just something to think about tonight, today, or whenever you want to think about it. Think about what can you do to make the world safer. What knowledge can you pass on to someone else? Hopefully you're passing on this podcast right now. But we're gonna be out right now. We're leaving. We're signing out. The Trouble Zone, D. Parker.
And D. Keith Jordan.
On nationsfirst.us. Follow us on GI_nation. And check out the Gun Pick of the Week on our Instagram at Trouble Defense. Later.
You've been listening to The Trouble Zone on nationfirst.us. In a society where crime is running rampant and self-protection is key to your survival, The Trouble Zone brings you the latest news and topics that may save your life.
For over 100 years, the battle cry of the VFW has always been the same. America needs to do more for veterans. From combat to Capitol Hill, the VFW marches on with healthcare, jobs, benefits, and justice. VFW.org is the first stop you should make on your way home. The VFW. No one does more for veterans.
This is Jason Delgado.
And Anita Wade.
Introducing you to Reality Radio on Generation America.
We aren't controlled, manipulated, or shackled by any government or big corporation.
But hopefully, soon we will be.
We support our troops and all of our armed forces around the 165 locations around the world.
Go to nationfirst.us and listen to us live on Wednesdays at 11 a.m.
Subscribe to our podcast at
nationfirst.us. Generation America. Be there.
As our nation's military fights to protect and serve values we hold dear, the American Public Human Services Association is working to encourage equality, integrity, and teamwork to drive innovative and integrated solutions in Washington within the field of health and human services. Whether it's working to produce stronger outcomes and temporary assistance for needy families and more, at APHSA, we believe in healthier lives for children and families. As a voice of state and local health and human service agencies, visit us online at www.aphsa.org.
Hi, this is Blake Alvin, co-founder of Nation First Radio. I want to thank everybody for your support in this venture of ours. We're producing positive content that we hope will improve the world around us, not just scream, you're red, you're blue at each other. At this point, we're not asking you for money or donations or anything like that. Just subscribe to the podcasts, listen to the shows when they're live, sign up for the mailing list and text alerts. We're still developing the network and the shows, and your support has been overwhelming. You can find info about the show you're listening to now and all the others at nationfirst.us. That's nationfirst.us. And seriously, thank you so much.